This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Britain is warning its citizens to avoid travel to Turkey following yesterday's twin truck bombings in Istanbul that killed 27 people. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw traveled to Istanbul yesterday and walked through the rubble outside the British consulate. Also targeted was the Turkish headquarters of London-based HSBC Bank. Turkey's foreign minister said today that several people have been arrested in connection with the bombings. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Istanbul.
Istanbul feels like a besieged city. The numbers are grim this morning. 4 separate vehicle bombs in 5 days. At least 50 dead and more than 700 wounded since Saturday's bombings of the 2 Jewish synagogues. The scene outside the British consul last night was one of devastation. Ottoman-era cobblestones colored with blood, scattered on the pavement, ripped out from the ground by the force of the 500-pound bomb. 10 miles away at the HSBC Bank, windows near the top of the high-rise building were shattered. Much of the devastation reached the 3rd and 4th floors of the British Bank. Among the 27 people killed at both sites yesterday, at least 20 were Turkish citizens. The twin attacks prompted Jack Straw to cut short his meeting with Secretary of State Colin Powell. The foreign secretary toured the site late last night.
There are all the precautions in the world that can be taken. But if you face completely determined terrorists, then they will find targets. And the targets always, wherever they work, are innocent people.
For Straw's Turkish counterpart, Abdullah Gül, it was deja vu, the same dark suit he wore on Saturday when the Nev Shalom synagogue was bombed less than a mile from the consulate. The same entourage, the same devastation, the same scrum of cameramen angling for the same shocking pictures.
Now we are faced with the organized terrorist attacks. Unfortunately, again, we lost so many innocent people. But we will continue to fight against terrorism. We are so determined.
Both British and Turkish officials are now warning their citizens to brace for further attacks. The British Foreign Office in London is warning of a significant terror threat. The British Foreign Office is also urging its citizens to avoid non-essential travel to Turkey, a devastating blow for a tourism-dependent country that's preparing for Bayram, a week-long holiday to mark the end of Ramadan. A caller to the Anatolian news agency claiming to represent Al-Qaeda and a Turkish militant group, the Islamic Great Eastern Raiders Front, said the groups carried out the attacks. A visibly shaken Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, head of the country's first openly pro-Islamist government, vowed to crack down on militant groups.
Türkiye bu lanetli eylemler karşısında bir yumruk gibi bütünlüğünü koruyacaktır.
Turkey will keep itself as united as a fist against these acts, Erdogan said. We will step up our cooperation with the international community to fight international terror. This morning at a news conference, Jack Straw and Turkish Foreign Minister Gül announced they would launch a joint investigation. Gül mentioned that some arrests have already been made, but he refused to give further details.
Some people, they've been arrested, but I think it's too early to give more information about them. Investigation is going on. Our security forces, they are working very well.
Jack Straw reiterated his view that the attacks were carried out by well-organized groups.
They appear to be perpetrated by Al-Qaeda and its associates. More detailed information about who precisely did cause this is still coming forward from the investigations.
Later today, Turkey's National Security Council will convene to discuss the attacks and what measures the government will now take to secure the country from further ones. Guy Raz, NPR News, Istanbul.